You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
Gentlemen, if you have not picked out your wife a card yet, please do yourself a favor. Discreetly go and get a card. Amen. This month will go so much better for you. This series is unconditional. What a great start off. How many enjoyed Prophet Deborah last week? So good. She talked about loving through the pain. And today we are going to be talking about something maybe a little lighter. We're going to look in John chapter 15 and 12. While you're going there, just look at somebody and say, unconditional. John 15 and 12. We'll start right here in verse 12. It says, "This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay one's life down for one's friend. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends since I have told you everything the Father told me." Well, three questions I just want to start us off with today. One is, what is love? Two, what is a friend? And three, what is it to lay down your life? What is love? What is a friend? And what is it to lay down your life? Jesus really lays this out in John 15. And we see in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son." John 3:16, John 15, we see God exemplifying love in giving Jesus. We see Jesus exemplifying love on the cross. We see Jesus modeling friendship. And Jesus says to the disciples, "I no longer call you slaves. Now I call you friends." It's an interesting thing because God in the flesh said basically, "I could call you anything I want to call you. But now I'm calling you friends because I want to model friendship. I want to teach you what friendship is." So Jesus becomes the blueprint for love and for friendship. Everything you need to know, you can look and see about friendship in Jesus. Everything you need to know about friendship, you can see it in Jesus. The problem is, in our culture, we've become so casual with the word friend. He's a friend, she's a friend. We got a couple hundred, couple thousand friends on Facebook. We've lost the value of what that really means. What does that really mean? What does the Bible say about a true friend? How does Jesus define what love is and what friendship is? Jesus says biblical friendship is laying down your life. Biblical friendship. Now, worldly friendship may be something different, but biblical friendship is laying down your life. Our society, it seems like we used to know what a friend was. But now we have hundreds of pseudo friends, most of which don't come close to what a true friend actually should be. Friendship is romanticized in movies, but in life, it's often very few and far between. Many times relationships are just the shell of what they could and should be. Friends, who is a friend? It's true that we have a friend in Jesus. You know, I was thinking also as we studying this week, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our griefs and trials to bear. But Jesus didn't mean to be your only friend. Look at somebody say, Jesus didn't mean to be your only friend. It's crazy sometimes how we can get religious about this stuff, right? We go through some difficult times. We go through some disappointments with people in our life, and we develop this type of mentality, whether we say it or not. It's, well, Jesus is my friend. That's all I need, right? How many have ever been there at that place? I know, you know, if there's some honest people in the house today, you can say, I've been disappointed by people, and I kind of came inward and saying, you know what? Well, Jesus is all I need relationally. But God has so much more for his people. God wants you to have community. God wants you to have friends. This is what the body of Christ is for. This is what the church is for. This is what, when Jesus talked about on this rock I'll build my church, he was using a word, ekklesia, which means the gathering of those that believe, because Jesus didn't mean for people to do it themselves. By themselves, alone. God meant for community. God meant for friendship. And so Jesus didn't mean to be your only friend, but rather an example of what true friendship looks like among believers. A true friend is someone that understands the heart of Jesus when he lays down his life. So Jesus is not the only one, but rather the prototype. He's the first fruit. The Bible says, right? He's the first fruit among many. And part of what that means when it's many, it's a community. We are a family. We are those that understand what true friendship and relationship is. You're not lonely when you have friends. You're not hungry when you have friends. There's always hope. Listen, there's always hope when you have friends. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. That means it's always good to have a friend around. Amen? Because you never know when you're going to go through something. And let me tell you, you're going to go through something. And so you're going to need a friend. There's so many songs that the world almost has the picture. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Right? But what is a friend? When I go through trouble, I want to not only have Jesus, I want to have a friend that is a physical representation of the hands and feet of Jesus in my life. I believe that's what God wants for all of us. Not just for you to have a relationship with him, but for you to have a relationship with others that are exemplifying the character of Christ. That can show you and give you friendship. Look at somebody and say, you need a friend. Regardless of what you may have thought, everyone needs a friend. In the immortal words of John Donne, no man is an island. That includes you women. You're not an island either. And friendship is an expression of love. So how well do you love? How good of a friend are you? Are you a dependable friend? Do you know how to listen? Do you know how to forgive? In John 8, there's this woman. She is caught cheating on her husband. And Jesus is in the temple. He's teaching. And they drag this woman in. And they say she's been caught cheating on her husband. And they're calling to stone her. I'm not talking about drugs. They wanted to kill this woman. And Jesus models love and forgiveness. Jesus saves this woman's life with the power of forgiveness. You know, you have to have love and forgiveness to be a good friend, to be a true friend. Love and forgiveness is an important part. In Matthew 18, Peter comes and he asks this question to Jesus. He says, how many times should I forgive a brother or a friend? And Jesus says, well, 70 times 7. Peter suggests, well, maybe it's 7 times. After 7 times, you know what? I can just stop hassling myself with all this issue. Anybody ever want to write somebody off in your life because they were an issue? How many people, you got some issue people in your life? Amen. It's all right. You can be honest. It's the house of the Lord. Got some issue people in your life. Peter must have been having that experience because Peter said, you know, some had to prompt this question in the first place, right? I don't know. Maybe it was one of the other disciples. Maybe it was a family member of Peter's. He's like, how many times do I need to forgive somebody, right? And Jesus says 70 times 7. How many mathematicians do we have here? How many times is 70 times 7? It's a lot. Okay, thank you, 490. It's a lot. That's a lot of forgiveness. It takes a lot of forgiveness to be a true friend. But Jesus doesn't just teach Peter about forgiveness. He models it. After the resurrection, Jesus forgives Peter for denying him three times. He doesn't just teach about it. He exemplifies it. And so he shows Peter and he shows us what true friendship looks like. Peter was a bad friend in that moment. But Jesus was a true friend. He exemplified love and forgiveness. And that tells me that even when people are not good friends to us, we can still be the example of what true friendship is. That's what Jesus showed us. A true friend is still there even when they have been treated in an unfriendly manner. Is that what Jesus showed? Is that what you get out of that story? That even when you're mistreated, you can still be a true friend. What is it to lay down your life? Is it putting others first? We live in a world fueled by this natural propensity to be selfish. You know what I mean. This is what I need. I need to be happy. I want it this way. I need to be gratified. We're born with selfish inclinations. Just watch toddlers, right? Mine. But we grow up and we're adults and we still have that concept of mine. Right? This is mine. I want it this way. This belongs to me. But when we lay down our life, it's putting others first. It's hard. It's hard to lay down that mentality because that's what we're born into. And even if we make a conscious effort, sometimes when we're not paying attention, it creeps back in, right? That's selfish nature. But laying down your life is selfless. What if we do an experiment and lay down our agendas, our desires, and seek rather to fill the desires and hopes and the needs of others? What a noble aspiration. What a biblical agenda. What a godly challenge to lay down my comforts, my desires, and put others' needs and hopes first. That's how I interpret lay down my life. How do you interpret lay down your life? How do you interpret that passage? How do you interpret that scripture? What is it that you can see that you can take a hold of? What of that can you become? The embodiment of love is to lay down your life and pick something up greater. I look at Moses. Moses left the comfort and the safety of Jethro's household to put himself in harm's way for the good of the Israelites. Elijah risked his life to deliver a message that would turn a nation back to God. What is it God is asking of you? What does love look like to you? A friend willing to lay his life down. True friends are hard to come by. True friends are full of God. True friends are like Jesus. True friends think of others. True friends are born for adversity. True friends go the extra mile. True friends are faithful. It takes God's help to be a true friend. Because it's God that teaches us how to love and instructs us in friendship. Will you bow your head with me today? Let's pray. God, I thank you, Lord, that you can challenge us in so many different ways. But in this month, when we're looking at love and talking about love and seeing the world show us their idea of love, God, you show us the original. You show us true love. You show us true friendship. God, I thank you that your love is, it's extravagant. It's more than we could ask or think. It's more than we could expect or hope for. It always surprises us with how much you love us. God, I thank you, Father, that you would help us, God, experience more of your love than ever before. God, let this month be just an explosion of experiencing your love.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.